afternoon and welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. This is Roger Metz, and we'll be together for the next hour. It's going to be a fun one. We're going to talk to Joe Pogger from the FLW about the upcoming FLW Cup down on Lake Murray next week, the 11th, 12th, 13th. It's coming up in a real hurry. It seems like it's been a long time since they announced it. And then the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Matt Airy and Brian Thrift from Shelby, North Carolina. They're starting a new podcast that I think will be pretty fun. So we talk about it a little bit. And then we'll wrap it up with a few minutes of whatever's left over. But as always, on Woods and Water, we'll go to the calendar, which is brought to you by Visit Anderson Green Pond Landing and Event Center. And it starts out, Saluda River Trout Unlimited is holding their August meeting. They're going to have SEDNR's Ron Ollie there, and they're going to talk about the fishery there on the Saluda River below Lake Murray Dam. Could be something you're interested in. It's Tuesday, August the 8th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at McWaters Restaurant there in Columbia. Again, August 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. at night. Hunting season is coming up, and a lot of you are going, oh, what do I need to do about a hunter education card? Because, you know, if you were born in South, or if you're hunting in South Carolina, and if you were born after June 30th, 1979, you got to have a hunter education course before you can get your hunting license. So there's a few of them coming up. August the 10th, Cabela's in Fort Mill. They've got six seats open on that one. That's August the 10th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. On the 10th, they've also got one in Colleton County at the Memorial Library in Walterboro, South Carolina. Again, 9:15 to 4 p.m. They got 35 seats available on that one. There is one coming to Crooked Creek Park in Chapin, South Carolina on August the 12th, 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. And then there's also one in Sumter, South Carolina at Simpson Hardware Westmark on Saturday, August the 12th from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. And again, if you're born after June 30th, 1979, and hunting in South Carolina, you must have a hunter education course. Now, these are the classroom sessions. You can go to DNR website and do an online self-study course. I kind of like the instructor-led classes because you can ask questions, answer, hear what other people are talking about, and the instructors are very good, too. If you want to go fishing, hey, DNR stocked 4,000 trout in the North and Middle Saluda Rivers, the Chattooga River, the Chaga River, the East Fork of the Chattooga River, and the South Saluda all last week. So this week, hey, the water's cooler in the mountains of South Carolina. Why not go trout fishing? From the Local Hiker, August the 11th to the 13th, they're going to do Overnight on the Foothills Trail. The Local Hiker is the hiking store in Spartanburg, South Carolina. This will be the long weekend of the Foothills Trail hike at 33.1 miles. We'll be going from the Brad Creek access all the way to Sassafras Mountain. Spend 3 days and 2 nights for this trip, so bring your camping gear. For more information, contact the Local Hiker in Spartanburg, South Carolina. The National Wild Turkey Federation is having a turkey shoot. Now, go figure that one out. But it's August 17th through the 20th, National Wild Turkey Federation Palmetto Shooting Complex in Edgefield, South Carolina. This is a big one. Start out Thursday, and it's all sporting clays related. They're going to have some practice on Thursday, some fun games. Friday, FITASC is going to have 50 targets. Five stand is going to be active. Sub-gauge ranges are going to be active. Pumping side-by-sides are going to be active. And then Saturday and Sunday, they're going to shoot all those again. Huge event. Friday night, attend the gun bash at the Palmetto Shooting Complex. Saturday night, they're going to have a banquet down there. So, if you need reservations, the Holiday Inn Express in Aiken has got some special rates for you. There is some cost in the main events, $275. Preliminary is $82. Five stands, $46. The other sub gauges are $40, and $46 for 12 gauge side by side pumps. And there's a ton of prizes. So if you're into that, contact the National Turkey Federation or the Palmetto Shooting Complex and let them help you out with getting out and smoking some clays. Now, I hesitate to go through these because there's so many of them out there. But, you know, we do have an eclipse coming up. And I won't even be here. That's really a – but I have some business to take care of out of town most of that week. So I won't even be here. I'll be out in California of all places. So, and like I said, there's a ton of them going on. But the South Carolina State Parks have some really cool little activities going on. So I figured I'd give them – and it's easy for everybody to find a state park. So there's three of them here that are going to do some stuff. Hickory Knob State Park in McCormick, South Carolina. They're actually going to have things start in August the 18th through the 21st with, you know, fishing and just family fun. Let's just leave it at that. They're going to have a hike, skeet shooting, kayak and stuff like that. And that's happening at Hickory Knob State Park in McCormick, South Carolina. Table Rock State Park in Pickens, South Carolina is going to have their events on the 21st from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then if you're in the Columbia area, you can go to Sesquicentennial State Park. Their events start at 10 a.m. and run through 3 p.m. That's in Columbia, South Carolina. So, like I said, there's so many eclipse events going on across South Carolina. There's surely one you can find there. So hang on. We're going to talk to Joe Pogger when we come back. Woods and Water, South Carolina, on the other side of this break. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Ever since August 6, 2016, I've been looking forward to this week coming back to South Carolina, Lake Murray specifically. It's the FLW Cup. It's going to be a great time. I hope you've made plans to be there. We've got Joe Pogger from FLW with us today. And Joe, man, this is going to be so much fun next week.
Absolutely. Can't wait to get back to South Carolina. Lake Murray is the jewel of South Carolina. That's what you guys call it, right?
That's right. It's the jewel. It's right there in the middle of the state. It is the host to the 2017 FLW Cup. We're starting on the 11th would be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Only a three-day tournament this year instead of 4 days?
Yeah, we made the change to move it to 3 days to better coincide with the FLW Expo. Obviously, you know, that's always traditionally been 3 days, and it's basically, besides the big weigh-ins, that's the highlight of the week for us is that Expo. We've got, you know, more than 100 exhibitors there showing off all the latest and greatest tackle, fresh off of ICAST last month.
Yes.
This is going to be your first opportunity to buy a lot of those cool new baits and products that we saw debut. So, you know, to better coincide with that and communicate to everybody that it's going on, the event is only 3 days this year, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like you mentioned. But, you know, we're excited to get back to Lake Murray. We were here just a couple years ago, and, of course, hometown favorite Anthony Gagliardi, you know, gave us one of the greatest storylines in FLW history. So it's going to be tough to top that one, but we're going to try to do it again next weekend.
You know, it's still, every time I think about that 1 ounce, the DQ at the beginning of the year, the 1 ounce making the cut at Kentucky Lake, it just the chances of that ever repeating are just slim and none.
Oh, that was such a crazy storybook season. Like I said, I don't know if we can ever top that. It's one of the all-time great stories from, you know, getting DQ'd at the first event of the year and, you know, inadvertently, of course.
Right.
It was nothing that did on purpose.
Right.
Happened to practice with the wrong partner.
Right.
And then, from that and having to dig his way out of the hole and qualify for the cup and earn enough points, only fishing, you know, in 5 of the 6 regular season tournaments. So
right.
That's extremely tough to do. Then, of course, you know, the cup itself coming down and winning in such dramatic fashion over 1 ounce, over Scott Canterbury.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody saw Scott lose the big.
Yes.
I don't know. He said it was an 8-pounder. Who really knows what it was, but it certainly was greater than 1 ounce and would have gave him that win on that final day if
could
have got that in the boat. But, you know, people don't talk about on day one of that tournament, Scott Canterbury only weighed in four fish. So, yeah. So, I mean, if he could have caught dink on that first day,
a 12-incher,
history books would be extremely different. So, you know, we're excited to get back next week and see if we can't create some more fun storylines for the fans.
Well, you know, any FLW Cup is fun. I've been to, this will be, what, my fourth one now? And I want to say, starting off, 2014, the FLW Cup on Lake Murray was really my first big media event. I mean, I literally got my media credentials a few weeks before the cup got here. I remember emailing you going, I want to come, and y'all just, man, you made it all so easy for me that time. And I want to start out by thanking you so much because it, you wouldn't think a 40-something-year-old guy could be intimidated, but I was very intimidated going into that whole thing, and you just made it just so much fun. And, pretty much anything I needed, it was also new, but you knew exactly how to help me out. And I really appreciate it. I want you to know that.
Hey, well, thank you very much for that. And, I was happy to have you there. We still are. So, and that means I'm doing my job right.
That's
my job is to help you guys out.
That's
so
it.
Thank you for that. And, looking forward to seeing you again next
week. Yeah. And this on Saturday next week, the 10th. Oh, nope. Oh, 12th. It'll be the 12th. I will be live from the Cup. So that's going to be really fun, doing a live remote from the championship. And it's always an exciting time. I mean, the build up from Friday's way into Saturday's, and then you cut, and then you got that big Sunday thing. It's always fun. And I encourage people who don't necessarily follow bass fishing to come be a part of it, because it just draws you in. A competition like this, the guys, you get to know them a little bit each day. It really draws you in, and it's going to be a big week. I'm looking forward to it. What are some of the big things going on that week, the 10th, 11th, 12th in Columbia?
Oh, there's so much going on when FLW comes to town, in addition to just the tournament. I mean, we're starting off this weekend. You know, we're going to have our Walmart Pro Day with pros are going to be at various Walmarts around the region. I don't have the information in front of me, but there's like 6 to 8 Walmarts that our guys are going to be at, helping people, you know, pick the best tackle for their lakes, and, you know, sharing fish stories and taking photographs and signing autographs. So yeah, always a lot of fun. We've got a hospital visit. Some of our anglers are going to the Palmetto Health Children's Hospital the day before the event to go, you know, visit youth patients there and staff, and kind of try to cheer everybody up and do what they can there.
Sure.
We've got a bass and barbecue festival going. That's always a huge draw. We've got, you know, over 10 different teams from around South Carolina will be there selling barbecue, with the proceeds going to, you know, local South Carolina charities.
Nice.
So that's a huge draw. We've got country music concerts.
There we go.
There's going to be a couple bands out stage at the Bass and Barbecue Festival. And then inside on Sunday, before that final weigh-in, we've got a free Easton Corbin concert. So, you know, he's going to be there playing all the hits and, you know, slapping hands with fans. And so much going on in addition to, you know, the tournament and the expo and the seminars and Jimmy Houston and Hank Parker walking around and the tackle shows. And yeah, a ton going on next weekend.
And you've come to the right place for barbecue. I mean, Columbia, and my dad grew up in Lexington, which is just outside. So my whole life has been raised on that mustard-based Columbia barbecue. It's the best in the world. Mm-hmm. But you're going to get all sorts of different barbecue sauces at that thing. That's the neat thing about bass and barbecue, is you bring it from all over the state. So you'll have your mustard, but you got a lot of other things that'll be in there too.
Got to admit, I'm from Minnesota, but I'm definitely a little biased towards that Carolina mustard-based barbecue sauce. I mean, I've actually got a bottle in my fridge right now that I use all the time. That's one of the highlights of coming to Carolina.
Of course.
So I'm super pumped for the Bass and Barbecue Festival, hoping to get some ribs, some pulled pork, and, you know, who knows, maybe somebody's got some brisket going. So
or
I'm
some,
pumped.
Or some chicken going. You might have a little bit of smoked chicken out there that's pretty good, too.
Sure. And I tell you what, you know, we enjoy it so much, we're going to be, you know, finding some local barbecue joints there in Columbia as well. And I know that there's a few, because we went to a couple of them in 2014.
Yeah.
I don't recall the names, but I know where they're at. And we're excited to get back and eat some good barbecue, too.
I hear you. Free. You know, through this whole thing, the launches in the morning, the weigh-ins in the afternoon, the expo, the Easton Corbin concert. I mean, really, the only thing that's going to cost you to come to a day would be a little bit of parking. And if you want to eat some barbecue, they're going to charge for that. It goes to a good cause. But everything else is free, Joe.
I tell you what, even the parking's free. We've been working with Colonial Life Arena.
Wow.
And the convention center. We've got the lots open up, parking lots A and B at the arena, free parking as well. So, you know, we try to do that to make it a real family event. We want parents to bring their kids out, expose them to the outdoors, expose them to the sport of fishing. We're giving away 500 rod and reel combos, every single day of the expo to the first 500 kids. So, I mean, we want the families to come out. And so, we try to make everything as cheap or as free as possible.
Yep.
And, the only thing you're really going to have to pay for is, you know, if you want to go purchase some barbecue. And even those proceeds are going to help out the local community. So it's really a fun event. And, if you haven't been to a Forestwood Cup yet, I strongly suggest you come check us out next weekend.
You know, one of the things you didn't mention, you mentioned the seminars, which are going to be put on by Jimmy Houston, Hank Parker, Casey, Ashley, Eric Jackson from Jackson Kayaks is going to be in town. Charlie Evans is there. You know, you could go out to Lake Murray and take a ride in the latest and greatest Ranger boats with Evinrude motors on them.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got, you know, free boat rides. We've got Lowrance is going to be out there showing off their graphs and teaching people, you know, how to read them. So if you're from taking the family out to just a simple boat ride on the Ranger to the hardcore fishing fanatic, if you want to figure out how to get your electronics units dialed in, there's going to be a little something for everybody out there.
Take us through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What times do things take place? What time do people need to be different places between Deer Island and Columbia? Give us a little bit of those details, please, sir.
Sure. So we kick off every morning at 6:30 a.m. out at Dreher Island State Park in Prosperity. So a little ways out of Columbia, but it's, you know, a beautiful drive. Takeoff facilities are fantastic.
Great facility.
There's plenty of parking for everybody.
Yep.
And of course, you know, takeoff is at 7. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., we're going to be filming our TV show. There's free coffee and donuts for the kids. So come on out and, you know, watch the best bass anglers in the world blast off on Lake Murray.
All right.
Then you can follow all the coverage throughout the day at flwfishing.com. Our FLW live show will be broadcasting throughout the event.
Right.
And then you can actually, at the expo, go check out the show. They're going to be broadcasting live from there
Cool. Throughout
the day. So you can, it's just another thing to do at the expo,
right,
which opens up at 10 a.m. Well, at 10 a.m., the doors will open there at the convention center. And, you know, go spend a couple hours there. Get some lunch at the Bass and Barbecue. Go get an autograph from Forrest Wood or Hank Parker. You know, go take in a fishing seminar with Jimmy Houston.
All right.
And, yeah, everything's going on there. Then we move over to the Colonial Life Arena for the weigh-in. Doors open at 4 p.m. there. The weigh-in starts at 5. Should take a couple hours. And that's basically happening every day. You know, takeoff every day is at 7 a.m., but there's, of course, you know, lots of stuff going on out there.
Sure.
Every day the expo doors open at 10 a.m., and every day at 4 p.m. the weigh-in doors open. So that's basically the gist of it, and there's a lot more going on in between, as you are aware, I'm sure.
Yes,
so,
I am.
Full schedule of events is available at flwfishing.com, and yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a ball of fun. And if you had to give your best guess, who do you think is going to take it this year?
Well, funny you ask, because our magazine staff reached out to me yesterday. They're working on a prediction article.
All right.
And they asked me who my pick was. So, obviously, my first pick was local guy Anthony Gagliardi.
All right.
Coming off, and they said, okay, well, we've already had three people pick him. So, anybody else that you like?
Yeah.
So, I went back to my take on Scott Canterbury.
Uh-huh.
I really think Scott won his first FLW Tour event of his career last year at Beaver Lake. He had finished runner-up
so many times, right,
three or four times, including twice at the Forest Wood Cup.
Right.
So, like I said before, he was right on the cusp in 2014. If he could have caught one fish on that first day, if he could have landed that big one on the final day,
right,
there were so many, you know, little what-ifs that,
right,
that, and he ended up losing by 1 ounce. So I think those are going to be my two picks again. I know it's, you know, kind of chicken of me to pick first and second place from 2014, but they truly are that good.
Right.
And Gagliardi and Scott Canterbury are certainly favorites going into this event. So now, how about you? Who is your pick?
Oh, well, I mean, you know who my pick is. Of course, Anthony. I mean, it is his home lake. It would be an incredible repeat.
No one has ever won it twice.
That's
Roger.
Right. And the chance.
There's never been a man to win it twice.
And to have that fairy tale season the first time around, he had a strong season this past year, third in the Angler Year points, with just very consistent.
Absolutely.
All the way through. And then to have it back on his home lake, you know, I got a hold of you and Mr. Bill, and y'all gave me your blessings to go ride around with him on practice one day. And, you know, he's real relaxed. He is, knows what he's going to do. He seems to think a 3-day is going to hurt the whole field as opposed to 4 days. Said, you know, a 4-day tournament, you really have to be consistent every day. He
mm-hmm.
said, with the 3 days, if you have some guy, you know, just bring in a huge bag of fish on Friday and ride that all the way through Sunday. He said, so that's something you want to watch out for. He said, but over 4 days, it's consistency is it. 3 days, it's anybody's ball game. So I'd have to say him first. Second place, I don't even want to think about second place. I like so many other people on the tour, You know, sure. Brandon Cobb's got a great shot. He's fished Lake Murray a long time, a great part of his life. And you got some of the North Carolina guys. So there are seven guys from North Carolina, South Carolina in this cup this year. So
absolutely. And you know, another big difference this year, Roger, that the guys didn't deal with in 2014 was in 2014 there were co-anglers competing as well.
That's right.
So there was, you know, twice as many guys out on the water catching fish.
Yep.
Now that co-anglers don't compete at the Forestwood Cup anymore, it's going to change things up a little bit. Guys are going to be able to manage their fish areas a little more and have some things more to themselves, and it's going to make for a real unique tournament.
It really is. It's going to be fun. Man, I'm glad y'all are coming back. I hope anybody listening will make plans to get out there at least for a day, if not come down and spend the night in Columbia. Of course, Columbia is only 2.5 hours from any real part of the state. So it's easy to make those day trips in, get a real flavor for bass fishing, barbecue. And like I said, the weigh-ins and the free concert, man, that's worth the drive right there in and of itself.
Absolutely. You hit the central location right on the head. It's so nice because, you know, we get obviously the local media from there in Columbia, but, you know, we've got, you know, guys coming up from Greenville, like yourself, or, you know, down from Charlotte. So, I mean, there's going to be a huge media presence at this one, and, we're hoping that the fans can come out in droves and we can top what we did in 2014.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do all I can to help you do that. And I'll be there doing my...
I think Ethan Corbin should help us a little bit.
Probably more than me, just a little bit. You know, I am such a figure in South Carolina now. it's laughing at myself there, folks. But, yeah, August 11th, 12th, and 13th. That's it. 11th, 12th, and 13th. Columbia, South Carolina, they'll take offs at Drury Island. Fishing's going to take place out there. The weigh-ins down at the Colonial Life Arena. The convention center is going to house the expo. And if you see Joe walking around, you know, thank him for coming back. Thanking him for making my life so easy at all the FLW events. And we look forward to seeing you here soon. And barbecue's on me.
Hey, all right. I'll take you up on that offer.
Very good. Well, Joe, look forward to having you here. I can assure you it's going to be hot and humid as opposed to what you're dealing with in Minnesota right now. But we'll make it as nice and comfortable as we can man for you. And look forward to seeing you soon.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm excited to be back. We will see you in a couple of days.
Yes, sir, Joe. Take care of yourself. We'll see you soon.
All right. Bye. Take care, Roger.
Yes, sir. Cast is always fun. It's kind of like a homecoming of sorts because you get to see all the guys you see once or twice a year in a totally different setting when they're just themselves interacting with a lot of people and they're not focused on the next tournament or blast off that morning or where they're going to spend. But kind of interesting if you keep up with Matt Airy and Brian Thrift on the FLW Tour Circuit, they are starting something called Let's Talk Fish. And knowing Matt as well as I do and knowing a little bit about Brian, it's going to be fun. So I corralled them, pulled them both off their busy four schedules, and we're sitting up in the media room at ICAST, and I just wanted them to tell you a little bit about Let's Talk Fish, how it came about, some of the ideas they've got going on. Hey, you got to watch the first episode, which is going to be the week of August 14th, because the first contest is going to be naming the fish. It's going to be in the fish tank. That's kind of going to be the show mascot. So, Matt, Brian, thanks both for taking time out of your busy schedules to sit down and talk with Woods and Water South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, we're glad to be here. You know, this is something that's kind of new for me and probably Matt both. I mean, it's something that to give the fans more of what we do and just to for education purposes, fun purposes. I mean, it's going to be a fun deal.
Yeah, I think fun, and that's the main
thing.
We're going to have a good time, absolutely. You know, Brian won an Angler of the Year this year. Hopefully, maybe myself included, will be able to pull a little
something.
Bit of information out of him on the show. But, you know, it gives the fans a chance, like Brian said, to interact with us and not just talk about fishing, but learn more about what we do off the water.
Sure.
You know, with, I mean, Brian shooting these big monster bucks off his back porch.
Right, yeah.
Us going to the par three course there in Cleveland County and him even taking my money one night doing that. So
only once, though.
That's the only time we played against each other.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
That was like 4 years ago, and I'm still trying to get my revenge. But he, I guess he's smart. He won one. He's not going to
sure,
win.
Sure. Exactly. As long as you can
quit
keep.
While you're ahead.
That's exactly
quit
right.
While you're ahead.
Right.
But no, Jeff Walsh, our third partner, who is a great partner. This was his brainchild. Jeff's specialty is saltwater fishing. He actually owns Southern Redfish Cup, which is the second biggest redfish tour, I believe, in the Southeast region. So, he'll be involved. We'll have some special guests. We'll have a pet bass on the show that we're going to let the fans name, actually. Yeah. So that'll be one of our initial contests that we run. So yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, we got a lot of good ideas, like especially with the pet bass. I mean, we're going to bring sponsor products in, get show sponsors, do giveaways. I mean, and we're gonna play games with the bass. I mean, you've got a bass on Let's Talk Fish Live. I mean, we're gonna feed him crawfish and feed him minnows and see what baits he'll bite, what he won't bite. So it's gonna be good.
You know, you talked about life off the water. You know, I met both you guys back in 14 and have ridden with Matt a couple times. I've seen Brian around, but I, you know, Matt, like you and I were talking about, we were practicing Hartwell, pulled off the water, and Brian Thrift is there, and you ask him how he's doing, it's like, man.
that's part of the course. You said it, you've been in the boat with me.
That's right.
Have you ever been in the boat
with Brian?
It's hard for me to ever get in the boat with Brian. So,
No.
So from your standpoint, I mean, you know, I know about your life, kids and all. I've seen Brian, he's got a family too. That's a part that most of the fans never see. They see you guys, they see you guys at tournaments, you know, they see you on the weigh-in stage. Yeah, they may get a glimpse of your family off to the side or something, you thank your families, but that's a huge part of your life. I mean, the fishing is, yeah, it's what you do for a living.
Right.
The family stuff, it's the rest of your life. And that's, I think, when fans talk about you guys, that's the stuff that interests them. You know, Matt's got another daughter this year.
Yeah.
So now you got to play one-on-one. You can't double team anymore. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
And I know you got a little boy.
Yeah, I got a son, and it's that's part of it. You know, that's the exciting part. Because, yeah, this is our job. I mean, we've got to support our families. And the family support is what allows us to do our job. So it's a tight-knit, you know, organization with me and my wife and my son. And all the pieces have to come together for a successful year.
Yeah.
Stuff like that is stuff that doesn't get out there a lot of times. I mean, I'm out in the shop working late at night, you know, wife's cooking dinner or something like that. You know, I'd take a break, go play with Wiley, play some ball in the yard or something. I mean, that's part of it. And
I think that's the part that'll make this thing so much fun, is letting people know, hey, I got a life away from fishing, and I like to play baseball with my son. And,
oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Matt likes to take, you know.
Yeah, it's
his girl thing.
You know, Brian and I are both blessed. I mean, it's
yes.
Behind every good man, there's a better woman. And we're both in that same situation.
Yours makes you shovel horse poop, though.
Yeah, every once in a while, I'm on horse poop duty, as Brian calls it. And yeah, but just the other week, Emily sends me a picture, and I don't know how often this even happens, but there's a snake, like a 6-foot black snake, similar to Brian's video a couple weeks
okay.
ago.
Right.
And some people saw that he's playing with it with his little Fitzgerald rod there.
Yes,
poking
yes.
at it and stuff. And I think you said that in the video. You said, hey,
yes.
guys, there's a black snake. I'm going to poke it with
yes.
a rod.
Yes. You see a snake, you've got to poke it.
You've got to poke it. You always got just curious little boy stuff, you know. But this thing got caught on the side of the barn. Like, he got stuck
right.
in the rafter, and he's hanging down the side of the barn, and he's dead. And then we sent him his picture. I got a job for you when I get home. That's just one of the many jobs we
yes.
have to do around the farm. Cleaning horse poop, picking
yeah.
up dead snakes, you know, killing rats. I mean, that's what we're good for. So
exactly.
You know, the better woman thing is just, man, that's true for all of us out there in the outdoor industry.
It really is, because you have a lot of demands working in the outdoor industry. I mean, you're gone a lot. So being able to balance that family life with work life, that's a key aspect of it.
It is. Let's Talk Fish. How do people get involved?
it's real simple. I mean, and that's the one thing about this whole deal. We're making it very accessible to the fans. Facebook Live, you can sign up on our website, letstalkfish.com, for notifications for every time we go live. And, you know, anytime you do a Facebook Live deal, it pops up on your phone if you're sure. a follower. And like I said, and if you do miss an episode, it'll be right there on our website and YouTube where you can go back and watch it again.
Yeah, and we'll be posting stuff on our own Facebook and Instagram pages, Matt Airy Fishing, Brian Three of Fishing. If you already follow us, you can find out there, or we're going to kind of tie everything in together somewhat. But
see, there'll be plenty of reminders and things out there for people to make sure they tune in.
Y'all are going to actively say, hey, if you got a question or an idea or want us to talk about something, you're going to take that into account when you do the show?
Absolutely. And that's the biggest part of it. You know, we touched on that earlier, but getting the public involved more with us and answering questions, and it doesn't matter what we're talking about. You know, just please call in and talk.
That's the beauty of it. I mean, it's not going to be a scripted show.
Okay.
I mean, we may have a main topic, but you know, if we go chasing rabbits for 15 or 20 minutes, it's going to be fine.
We're definitely going to look stupid. Yeah. So, but that's part of the
fun. Part of it.
You know,
yeah.
We're going to have a good time with it.
You know, both you guys love to hunt.
Yep.
Now, I know Matt gives Brian a lot of thrift, a lot of junk, because Matt's a bow hunter. And Brian likes to sling lead.
Well, it's kind of
sling lead.
Matt loves to hunt. I like it if it's convenient.
Oh, okay.
Convenient is an understatement. Yeah,
and then hence the back port comment.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. We'll talk more about that on the show.
But, may be a good first show.
Convenient is
topic.
An understatement. Absolutely.
You know, tournament fishing, it's competitive. I mean, how you do things, you hold it so tight. Are y'all going to open up some about, you know, when you go to a certain place, how you're going to fish it, or the last tournament you fish, what you used, or, I mean, you're going to get out that kind of information, you're going to keep it more general, what you're going to do?
Yeah, I feel like we are. I mean, that's the point of this, is to be able to let the fans and get closer to us and know what we're doing. I mean, yeah, I'm going to tell what I caught fish on, how I caught them. I mean, that's the part of it. I mean, it's going to be a learning experience for all of us, you know.
All right, I'm bringing my notepad and pen.
y'all heard that. You heard that. Brian Thrift is going to share fishing information. Well, I'm going to give you your first little shot here. We'll call this the Woods and Water South Carolina first shot on Let's Take Fish. Both of you, I see from time to time, are fishing night tournaments on Moss Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about how hard it is and how you learn to fish there.
Yeah, I mean, Moss is, to me, it's like a gigantic farm pond that gets a ton of pressure.
Yeah, so let's set the stage back. I mean, this is where me and Matt probably both fell in love with bass fishing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
We both started probably one of our first bass fishing trips of our lives, you know, be it when we were 5, 6, 8, 9 years old at this lake. So that kind of laid the ground for us.
Oh, yeah, it did. I mean, I remember times back, I was fortunate enough to grow up in a house on the lake, and we didn't have a fishing boat, but we had a ski boat. And I'd get Mom after school to drive me in the ski boat, which, you know, there's no front deck or trolling boat or anything like that. I'd just like, all right, just run into the cove and just shut her off. And we'd just float around, and I'd be casting everywhere, you know. And this is back when I was in elementary school, you know. This is where we cut our teeth. We have a lot of good friends around the area, but it is a very challenging lake to fish. It can be very trying at times, but it will definitely teach you to be a better fisherman.
Exactly. I mean, I've personally learned so many techniques just from fishing this lake, because a lot of times it is a tough bite. And when you figure out how to catch fish on a generally tough body of water, you can usually apply that all over the country. I mean, especially when you get in a pressured situation of a 160 boat field practicing for 3 or 4 days. I mean, it changes fish, and any little tricks or things you can apply to that situation are going to go a long way, and that's what this lake's taught us. And now the Thursday night tournaments we fish we love to get out there and fish these little 3.5-hour tournaments, and it may be something in the future. You know, me and Matt's fishing a Thursday night tournament. Shoot, we may do a Let's Talk Fish live on the water during the tournament.
There you go. Absolutely.
Then
we really can't hide anything.
Exactly.
You know,
then everything's out.
And I love on the water stuff. I mean, if I can get on the water coverage on the show, man, that is just the best, because it's you guys talking about it, but you guys in your element, in the environment you love, talking about what you love, it just adds that much more flavor to the whole thing.
Oh yeah, so it's going to be fun. It's really, the options are endless as to what we can do with this show, because it's like I said earlier, it's not scripted. I mean, we can do whatever we want with it, and we're going to get ideas from fans and see what they want, you know.
Special guest. You mentioned something about special guest. Who do you think? Who's the special guest?
We tell you that, we had to kill you.
Yeah, that's going to have to be a spur-of-the-moment type surprise.
It's going to definitely be all across the board, I can promise you that. Yeah. Not just a bunch of fishermen, you know.
Great.
I mean, we love fishermen. We love talking fishing, but it'll be a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know fishing doesn't happen without family. We talked about family. Fishing doesn't happen at your level without sponsors. I know both of you got good sponsors. Matt, tell us a few of yours. I've been around the booth a little bit for Lunker Hunt. Great company.
Yeah, and we just won an award here at ICAST. We won Best New Soft Bait, Freshwater Soft Bait, and Quaker State's my title sponsor. You know, Brian, we share a lot of mutual sponsors, too.
Yes,
so
we do.
Costa, P-Line, Evinrude, Ranger, and that's a lot of stuff that we'll be giving away on the show, and we've got a lot of support there in the industry. But Quaker State's my main deal. I'm very excited to represent such a big company and a big name, and they've done a lot for our industry over the past couple years, too.
Yeah, they really have. Quaker State's really come on strong. I mean, I'm not affiliated with them in any way, but I see what they're doing. You know, I mean, I'm on the outside looking in. I'm not working the shows for them like Matt is, but I can see all the hard work and the exposure they're putting into the outdoor industry, and I mean, it's huge. They're doing a lot for the outdoor community.
And your sponsors, Brian?
My main sponsor is Damicki Baits. You know, they took a chance on me. When I first started fishing, you know, nobody knew Brian Thrift. I mean, I hadn't had any accomplishments or anything like that, and they took a chance on me, and we've grown together. It's been a great relationship. I mean, I consider them not only a business partner, but they're some of my best friends, you know, and I think that's a huge part of fishing, is having that relationship with your sponsors. I know Matt's the same way with the guys at Costa, and Quaker State, but girl Costa too, Melinda Hayes.
Yeah.
She's one of the best
friends.
We're not going to leave her out.
No.
But that's part of it, is just having that relationship. Damicki's been great for me, and like Matt said, with Evinrude, Ranger, P-Line, and Costa, just having those mutual products. And one of the things that, I mean, the reason these companies are mutual sponsors of ours, because we want the best on the water. I mean, this is what we do for a living, so when both of us are running the same products, I mean, that's what he views as the best, what I view as the best, and that's huge. Speaks volumes about those companies as far as the quality of the product they put out there, you know.
Well, for a company that took a chance on you, and now you look at the Fast Fan rankings and you're number one in the world, they were really looking down the road and saw something in you.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. I mean, they've got a lot of great products, and we've developed a lot of great products over the years, and that's part of it, is, you know, We work together. I mean, I get an idea, or they get an idea, and they're like, look at this. What do you think about this? And that's how they keep coming out with such great products. I mean, they've got an awesome line of hard baits, awesome line of soft baits. And then I've got into the Fitzgerald Rod Company the last couple years. We've got a signature series line of rods with them. I'm sure we'll probably have some of them for the giveaways, you know. But that's been an awesome, it's awesome just to have these ideas in your head and actually see it come to fruition with the companies, of something that you want to see, something that's going to make my job easier, and a company that's willing to help me do that, and then be able to make it available to the public.
And Matt, you know, you talked about Lunker Hunt baits. You just came out with a Matt Airy swim bait.
Yeah, we
did a little video on it.
That's right. It's called the Fetch. It's very similar to some baits I've used in the past, but we've changed the dimensions of it, the action. We went through 17 prototypes just testing the density of the plastic to make it just right in the water. You know, it's super subtle, very seducing. Makes those big girls want to eat it, you know. And we wanted to get a high quality swim bait at a affordable price. So as a three pack, MSRP on them $649. We've got some verbal commitments from some really big box stores that are taking it this fall. It'll be available in October. It's a 4.5-inch bait. A lot of different ways to rig it. You can rig it on an open jig head. You can rig it from a 3-aught up to a 6-aught hook. You can rig it weedless. I prefer to fish it weightless, or with a belly weighted hook and just a super slow retrieve. And I've caught a lot of big fish in the past on a bait that's very similar to this, that was hand poured and made by a small company, but we wanted to take it to market, make it affordable and available to the public. So very excited about that bait.
Well, Matt, we've done a lot on the show. I've always enjoyed having you on. We had some thunderstorm fun down in Washita a couple years ago. Brian, I appreciate you taking time to be on the show.
Oh, yeah.
First time. hope to have you back on.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, this is something we grow together, you know.
It's going to be fun. Let's Talk Fish. Look for it. I guess you'll be putting out some notifications. Hey, sign up for it when you're going to, but it's going to be the week of August 14th. It'll be the first show after the Cup. Both these guys are fishing the Cup.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
We'll
it'll
have
be
some
hot
good
down
content.
On Lake Murray again.
It'll be hot. Yeah.
It'll be hot. But man, knowing both of you guys and how you fish, you want to be a part of Let's Talk Fish. So thanks for being on Woods and Water, South Carolina. I look forward to maybe find some time on to learn a little more about bass fishing now that I've been sucked back into it. But you guys have made what we do in the media so much more fun and interesting, and we appreciate you guys taking time with us to do stuff like this.
Well, thank
y'all.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. I hope you've enjoyed this show. We got a few minutes here to wrap up a few things that I don't ever have time to get to on other shows, but good guess. Hope you make plans to get out to the FLW Cup and keep your ear open for Matt and Brian as they come to the computer on your desk with their new podcast, which ought to be a lot of fun. You know, you heard us talk a little bit about Brian there. Brian is one of the most closed mouth people when it comes to his fishing, as you can possibly find. He's worse than a duck hunter. And so it's going to be really interesting to see and to listen to Brian open up a little bit about his fishing. So, and he's a very good fisherman. So be a good show to listen into. News for the offshore fishing world. Four areas off the Carolina coast closed to bottom fishing beginning July the 31st. If you didn't hear about this, you are now. Four areas of interest to anglers from the Carolinas will be off limits to bottom fishing year round beginning on July the 31st. This is from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration ruling on Amendment 36 of the Fishery Management Plan of the Snapper Grouper Fishery of the South Atlantic Region, which is an acronym, and a lot of people have some bad things to say about these people, and, you know, it's politics plays a big part in a lot of this, but, and it's closed for 10 years. That's the thing. But these are some areas in federal waters that'll be closed for spawning purposes and, but you won't be able to fish there at all. There's five total areas, one off the coast of Florida, another one South Cape Lookout off the coast of North Carolina, the other three are on South Carolina. They include Area 51, Area 53, and Devil's Hole, Georgetown Hole. Now, this is bottom fishing only. You'll still be able to troll through these areas, but you're talking about taking out a 5-mile square at South Cape Lookout. Area 51 is 3 square miles, Area 53 is 3 square miles, and Devil Hole, Georgetown is 3 square miles. You'll still be able to troll through it for pelagic species, but you will not be able to anchor up, and you will not be able to bottom fish in these areas. And this is complex. I mean, there's 55 fish in the snapper grouper complex, and, you know, there's a lot of debate, and there's a lot of bills. You remember the red snapper season was closed on the Atlantic coast this year. And I've got some more people, some people that I have met who know more about this issue is going to come in and give us a lowdown on it all and what's happening up in Washington. But those areas went off July 31st and will be off for 10 years. So we'll see how that goes. There's a lot of upheaval in the federal fisheries and the way the management and the sampling's taking place. The Gulf Coast states, when I was at ICAST, we had a media seminar, saltwater media seminar, and they were discussing more of the Gulf Coast issues. And there's a bill right now that will allow the Gulf Coast states to manage, to have a bigger management, input into the red snapper seasons off in the Gulf of Mexico. So I don't know what that kind of leaves the Atlantic coast and us out, but it is showing some movement, and that some people in Washington are taking note of what's going on with the wholesale closings of waters for reasons a lot of fishermen say are outdated. And it boils down to money. You can have money to fund studies, money to get good information, and then money to make good decisions. So we'll see how this goes. But anyway, don't anchor up and bottom fish in those areas. You can still, you know, drag your ballyhoo through there. Just don't stop. Let's see here now. How do I want to finish this up? News release from Department of Natural Resources dated August the 1st from Brett Carmichael. On July the 26th, 2017, the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, Tall Timbers Research and Land Conservancy, and Quail Forever signed a memorandum of understanding at the National Bob White Technical Committee business meeting in Knoxville, Tennessee. The MOU calls for the three organizations to cooperate and collaborate on implementation of the South Carolina Bob White Quail Initiative. You know, we've talked about that earlier. The state step-down plan from the National Bob White Quail Conservation Initiative for restoration of habitat for bobwhite quail and associated grassland birds. Tall Timbers is expanding their South Carolina efforts through the development of the Carolina Regional Quail Project. The SCBI and CRQP are similar in that each program has objectives of restoring bobwhite habitat and populations to huntable levels across landscapes where restoration potential is high, said Reggie Thaxton, CRQP coordinator for Tall Timbers. Quail Forever is a nonprofit organization dedicated to conservation of quail, pheasants, and other wildlife. QF is seeking to increase their presence in South Carolina as well as other states in historic quail range and provide support of Bob White Restoration Management, said Tim Cohen, QF Director of Field Operations. We're pleased to have a presence of both Tall Timbers and Quail Forever in South Carolina. Look forward to a productive partnership. And I am too. As a bird hunter from way back before there were any deer in South Carolina, the call of a quail early in the morning, late in the evening, just, it's magical. And I'd love to hear that back all across the state. And that's good news to have Tall Timbers in here. They are a big research facility and do a lot of good things. I can remember them from back way in the days of Quail Unlimited. They were always somebody we looked up to. Oh, let's see. Do I want to go through? No, I don't want to. Let me just tell you about this. It's gotten so bad. The Guardian is writing articles about turn off your technology because it's killing the joy of the national parks. That's one story we'll get to later on. And there's another good one out here. Are you wasting your money on food plots for you deer hunters? That's an interesting question. You know, there's right now a lot of people are doing food plots. Are you wasting your money? Got another good one over here on old field management. We'll get to all those later. Deer season's coming up. It'll give you a lot of things to think about while you're sitting in the deer stand. Thanks for being a part of the show again today. Look, if you ever need me, it's Roger at woodsandwatersc.com. I get a lot of comments through the website. If you ever need to get a hold of me, that's my email address. Thanks for tuning in. As always, make time to get in the outdoors. Take the back roads when you can. And don't forget that camera. I'll see you back here next week with more Woods and Water South Carolina live from the FLW Cup.
Hit me from behind, 'cause I'm